Welcome in and welcome back to another edition of the Daily Tap. It is Friday, July 13th. Yes, Friday the 13th. Hope you guys are doing well. It is the last weekend of the first half, technically first half in quotations, of the baseball season. It is also the World Cup final this Sunday, and we're going to talk about it all in another edition of Free Talk Friday, which I am very excited to present to you. But before I do get into Free Talk Friday, we should remind you, if you're not following SnowTapWI, what are you doing? Why are you not following us? We can be found on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Love interacting with you guys on any of those platforms. Feel free to also visit our website, SnowTapWI. It is a website, alternative source for Wisconsin sports. Also, we have subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, whatever you prefer. We would love to have you as a subscriber. And if you really like us, give us a review. That'd be much appreciated. Helps us get more known and get more into the mix. So, yes, Free Talk Friday. What is Free Talk Friday? Well, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, right? I'm just going to take a few topics that I have here and just sort of quick, I wouldn't say it's rapid fire, but I would just say that it's a sort of just few minutes on each topic, right? Like nothing major, just sort of give you my opinion, and who knows, maybe I go long on something, maybe I don't. And yeah, I don't know if this is something we're going to carry into like the summer, but if you ever have, I can't promise this is every Friday, but if you do have Free Talk Friday, suggestions, feel free to shoot them to any of the socials, snowtap12@gmail.com. Also, if you wanted to email them to me, they'd be much appreciated. A little coffee sip there and let's dive in. So, Jabari Parker yesterday evening put an Instagram of shoes and gave a come ball, and he ended up playing pickup in Bayview at Lincoln Park, a very known park. Bari was playing pickup with a bunch of people and just hanging out, and Jabari Parker continues to sort of do just things around Milwaukee, and it's, I don't know if it's like a sort of a farewell tour or if it's like, I don't want to leave here. I don't want to go. I do not want to, you know, even though Chicago might back up the Brinks truck as they just renounced David Nwaba to sign a guy like Jabari Parker, I just don't know. I don't know what I continue to be befuddled. I don't know if it was like maybe this is a precursor and Jabari signs today and he's going to sign a deal and he's going to stay with Milwaukee. Maybe Jabari had to convince himself that Milwaukee was sort of his destination, where he finds himself the most. I mean, it's such a cool thing to see Jabari Parker just out there playing in playground is fantastic. I mean, that's an amazing thing. And I don't know, I think people underestimate just that the guy does mean a lot to the community. Sure that Giannis is the face, but Jabari is a guy that just, you know, hangs around. He does a lot. He does a lot for the community. I think that's well known, well documented. And I really think that, you know, it's something we should all be thankful for. And it will be a hard thing to replace what Jabari Parker has done for places like MPS, what he just does, like these random things around the city. The guy has stuck around Milwaukee more than most athletes. And you have to admire that. And I really hope that maybe this is a precursor to him agreeing to a deal. I think obviously now that the Bulls have renounced David Nwaba, the sort of the pressure is on for the Bucks to make a move here. And I don't know if it's just we've all dug our heels in the toes in the sand, and it's, you know, they're on opposite sides. But let's get a deal done. I want Jabari Parker back. I do. I've decided that I've went so back and forth on that, and Mitch and I and Murph too have chatted about this. But why not? Just, you know, I just want to see Giannis and Jabari work together. I believe it can work. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe I'm, you know, I you know, whatever. But yeah, man, it would really hurt. It would really hurt to see a guy who's been so good in the community just leave this team. All right, moving on to another Free Topic Friday. We also have, you know, Bucks Partners for Food. So you may have saw the blog about just what kind of food we'd like to see at the new arena. And then literally 2 days ago, they announced that you're going to have Laughing Taco, you're going to have Poke, you're going to have Iron Grape Barbecue. Palermo's is doing their own pizza. Obviously Clement Sausage, Miller, Coke, the whole shebang. Do want to say a thing about Poke. I feel like Milwaukee is such a fast follower when it comes to food sometimes, because like Poke has been a thing all over the United States, especially on the coast, forever. And now all of a sudden, like, Poke is all the rage. I had Poke when I was in San Francisco last year, actually. But like, and it wasn't really in Milwaukee. Freshfin, I think, came up maybe 6 months after, but like people go nuts for it. I get it, actually, because it's like deconstructed sushi. It's very good. It can be very healthy for you if you do it the right way and you don't load it up with like avocado and sauces and different things like that. The real question is, could you eat raw fish at a basketball game, at a concert? You know, where would you go there? I think I could. I think if it's like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do for dinner tonight, sure. I just couldn't see myself. It would have to be certain days, right? Like, I couldn't do Poke at an 11 a.m. Marquette game. That just does not sound good to me, like, at all. Like, does not sound good whatsoever. No way, no how could I do an 11 a.m. Poke run. Maybe some people can. I think it's cool Laughing Taco and Iron Grade are involved. I think the arena keeps differentiating themselves, which is exciting to see. You know, they're not going with, you know, Good City got the beer hall. I think that's still a little bit of a stretch for Good City. They're my neighbors, but I really think that that's going to be a tough one for Good City. Still impressive because it's not the norm. Just like Laughing Taco and Iron Grate are not the norm. You would expect it to be, you know, Smoke Shack or Bel Air. I actually thought Bel Air would be involved only because different restaurateurs, but because Bel Air doesn't have they don't have a face in Miller Park, I thought, oh, well, Bel Air will try to get involved at the new arena. Obviously, they didn't. Laughing Taco, great ad with Justin Carlisle, who's probably the most known or the most popular chef here in Milwaukee. So really excited to have the arena there. The Southside Market's another really interesting thing, kind of like a Milwaukee Public Market vibe for the upper deck. So really excited to check out the new arena. I think it's going to be awesome. If I don't have anything going on that Sunday for the block party, I think I'd go, because like you want to check it out. You want to see what's going on. I don't know when I'll get tickets and how it's going to, it's probably going to be a while. I don't know. I have no idea when single game Bucks tickets, what's going to happen. I think that it's going to sell out a lot. I think you're going to have a lot of hard time getting seats. You're just going to have to maybe go to like a Brooklyn game on a Tuesday or a Monday night to really see the new arena and go check it out and spend some time in there and go walk around. I think also in the Marquette will be another good opportunity to go see games there. So excited. New arena is really coming together. Still don't have a name for it. I think we're waiting till that block party date that we just referenced. All right, moving on to the Free Topic Friday. We also have Friday the 13th. So I mentioned that, like, I don't know, does anyone really, like, believe in Friday the 13th? Is Friday the 13th really a thing? Like, if you walk underneath a ladder, you're cursed for seven years. Does weird shit happen? I'm not sure. I mean, I feel like it's just, like, a convenient excuse, right? A lot of shit going wrong at work today. Oh, man, someone must be in a mood. It's Friday the 13th. Weird shit just bound to happen. Like, that's kind of the things. It's a convenient excuse. It's like a water cooler conversation when something's going wrong. People will just be like, well, Friday the 13th, there's nothing we can do here. It's crazy day, Friday the 13th. I really think it's just one of those things that we as like a culture just sort of use as an excuse, right? So I don't think Friday the 13th is much of a thing. Don't worry too much about it. If you guys have some big thing planned, it's not Friday the 13th's fault. It's just how the calendar played itself out. So another topic that I think's been interesting, I kind of mentioned it on Monday, I kind of didn't, was Jay Cutler. So like Jay Cutler, I guess, went viral, I guess you could call it, with how he was in Kristen Cavallari's show, his wife on E! He basically cocked his wife. His wife has this new reality show basically on E!, so not MTV, separating herself from Laguna Beach and the Hills and everything like that. It's her own show. And yet, Jay Cutler is the star of it. Like, everyone's talking about him. Everybody's writing about him. Maybe people are writing about Kristen in more of your Us Weeklies. But when it comes to stuff like in the sports world, people were fascinated by Jay Cutler. I mean, people love a good reality show. And maybe because The Bachelorette has stunk on ice, they need something. So maybe Jay Cutler is an answer. I'm not surprised. So I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast, but I've never like hated Jay Cutler. Like there are Packer fans, a lot of them, who just despise Jay Cutler. They think, oh, he's such a fucking douche and it's this big thing. I heard Jay Cutler on KFC radio. God, man, that had to be like 4 or 5 years now. It's a long time ago. Maybe even longer. And I remember like going into it saying, I'm going to hate this. Like, I don't really like Jay Cutler. Like, he's not a guy I cheer for, whatever. And I listened to the podcast and I'm like, this guy's pretty funny. Like, this guy just doesn't give a shit. It's so impressive how much he does not care about things. I loved it. Jay Cutler is the man. Like, Jay Cutler, I know that people are like, oh, he's a douche. No, he is the man. Like, that guy beats his own drum whenever he wants. I love it. God bless Jay Cutler. It'll be annoying, though, when people are just, like, freaking out over this fucking... I mean, the show is terrible. I mean, the show is really bad. I am a reality TV connoisseur, and it is not at that connoisseur level. It is, like... Let's see, if like Real Housewives New York or Vanderpump is like a five-star restaurant, this is like a two-star. So that's kind of how I've envisioned it. I haven't watched the challenge yet, by the way, speaking of reality TV. I know last time the challenge was on, we'd talk variety on the podcast about it. I have yet to watch the first episode. Plan to do that this weekend when I have a few minutes. All right, so the World Cup is also this weekend, the final. Definitely unexpected to have Croatia and France as the final two. France looking for their second World Cup. Croatia looking for their first. This is Croatia's first World Cup, or it's only their fifth World Cup since breaking away from Yugoslavia. Luka Modric, obviously a star there for Croatia. Kylian Mbappe is the star for France. France having a very young team, a team that I would say has a great chance to break sort of the curse of World Cup winners who fall out in the group stages. I think the public will be on France. I think it's obvious that the public is going to be on France. Therefore, if I was betting, I think I bet with Croatia because I think all of the money is going to come in on France. I think every, you know, sort of casual bettor who hasn't really bet soccer or they've really bet sparingly on soccer, they're going to load up on France because they see the name. They don't know what Croatia is about, and that's just what they're going to do. So I would bet Croatia. I still think France may win. I love what France has done. France, to me, is as fun of a soccer team as I've watched in the World Cup. I think they've been great. I'll miss the final. I'm going to DVR it and watch it on Sunday night. So I have that for me. No spoilers. No, I'm kidding. Not a big deal. But yeah, we'll see what happens there. I would love to see a game actually end though in 90 minutes. I know that people have been talking about how like a lot of this has been decided extra time and PKs and all this stuff. I think you're going to hear a lot of that come out of the World Cup. Just that, should we have a golden goal system? Should it be, you know, should it just end if there's a goal versus, having it go out to 120? We'll see. I don't really have an opinion there. I don't know enough about soccer to really give you that hot fire on that sort of topic. All right, wrap it up with some TV wrecks. I would say one's a wreck, one's a keep a close eye on it. First of all, Succession on HBO. I really enjoy Succession. So I expected to enjoy Succession. I thought that HBO kind of tried to see what Billions did and said, can we take Billions? Can we make it a little more serious? Can we also do it more like a media outlet? So it's a lot. I think it's based loosely on like Rupert Murdoch. Adam McKay, who Ghost Panther, if you follow on Twitter, he also did a lot of the Funny or Die stuff with Will Ferrell. He did The Big Short. He's done a lot of different stuff. So he's the creator. I think it's pretty good. I think that they do a good job. I thought last week's episode was the best episode they've had. Six apps, so if you want to get in like halfway through, I think it's worth it. I definitely like the characters are very likable in a different, in a weird way. And, you know, Kieran Culkin, Rory, who's the younger brother, he's probably more of the prankster. Shiv is great. She's a little less serious sister. And then Kendall, who's definitely like a try-hard, like classic rich kid douche, you just feel bad for him like all the time. And then the dad is, Brian Cox is great. I think it's just very well acted. I think the plot has been good enough. We'll see where it goes from here. I think, you know, I won't spoil anything, but you kind of hit a climax. So now you have to like have another climax at the end of it. So we'll see how it sets up. Sharp Objects, I also watched. It was very slow, but in that very slow vibe, it gave me a ton of like True Detective and just setting the scene. And people wanted to compare it to Big Little Lies, and I just thought that was sort of like easy. I was like, it's not Big Little Lies, because Big Little Lies, A, hits you right away. B, it is a very serious show, a dramatic show, but it definitely had a little more of a lighthearted. This is dark. Like, this is what True Detective was. Like, don't get it twisted. I think people comparing it to Big Little Lies are wrong. I think it's more like True Detective. I'm enjoying it. Amy Adams, great actress. Amy Adams is doing a great job. Patricia Clarkson, very sort of scary. You definitely think she's lying in the woods, and she's up to no good. So we'll see. I'll give you more of an update on that as continue the season goes on. Tell you if it's worth a binge. All right, guys, that does it for Free Talk Friday. Enjoyed chatting with you. Like I said, yeah, we'll do this every now and again. If we do, feel free to shoot us a note. Don't tap WI on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. You can email it too. If you have topics that you want me to talk about, I'd be happy to really talk about anything, guys. So really, anything's open. We'll figure out a way to talk about it. Even if you're like, oh, you want to be a douche and do something real, real weird, we'll talk about it. All right, guys. Take care of yourself. Have a good Friday. Friday 13th, same thing. You'll all right. All right, bye.